you should understand that there are a lot of issues that are affecting ZANU-PF at the moment. The issues of factionalism, where on one hand we have the Mnangagwa faction and the other faction being led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru, and also the issues of succession on who is going to succeed Mugabe. So this is the issue that is brought down to the ward levels, constituent levels, and it's now difficult.
But don't you think this procrastination is going to cost the party, judging from the fact that parties like the two MDCs have already started the process of selecting the candidates?
If you look at the history of ZANU-PF, this is a party that in the previous elections, there was a history of the imposition of candidates. It is a party that Politburo member was not, his seat was safe, they were not contested in any primary elections. And to avoid humiliation, they would try also to downplay, especially the young Turks, who also feel that it's their time to take over the reins of the party. But if you look at the way ZANU-PF is structured, that mainly decisions come from the top, comes from the president, through the Politburo, and those decisions are forced on the structures of ZANU-PF.